You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be one of those times where we all have to admit that we're stupid and we were wrong.
This is going to be hard for me to do.
It is?
On one particular thing.
Oh.
It's like, it's the piece of advice you wish.
Like advice I should have taken sooner. Right?
Yeah. Like.
I feel like the one that immediately came to my mind, I feel like I took at a reasonable time. I don't feel like it's too late for me. Protect your hearing.
Oh, Jesus.
I was just not expecting that.
What?
I carry loop earplugs with
me. She does.
Wherever I go.
It's weird.
I wear them at every single concert, every single bar. I pop them in. I'm protecting my hearing constantly.
You pop them in at bars?
Hey, it gets loud in there.
No, it does. That's why I don't go to them anymore.
And guys are hitting on her. And she's like,
sorry.
Really? What? I grew up, my dad built houses, so I was always next to a skill saw. Then I was in band. Then I did this job with headphones.
Ugh.
Like, I can't hear anything. I can't.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't return.
Hearing is
it
not something you can
itself.
Reverse. Yeah. You can stop drinking and your liver will like grow back. You can stop smoking and your lungs will eventually, like, but your hearing, if you blow those cilia out, they're just bye.
Yep.
I'm very hopeful for technology and hearing aids in the future.
There are
things. I push all my eggs into that
DJ.
Basket. I can't hear either.
Do you have a loud cue speaker when you DJ? Do you
and
have
a headphone on one ear and then a speaker in the other, yeah.
So do you...
It's bad.
Does your wife sometimes talk to you and you're like, you got none of it?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
All the time, yeah. And then she gets frustrated and I get frustrated because it's like, you think I
didn't
want to hear you?
On purpose. Yeah. That's, you know what? Mine is similar, even though now there's scientific evidence maybe against it, but like, wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what do you mean scientific
evidence? Now there's a lot of evidence out that a lot of the sunscreens are equally, if not more, carcinogenic than the sun.
Chemicals in it. So you want to do like the zinc one
or
whatever.
So it's like, go get some sun. They say don't go get afternoon sun, but if you can get a little morning sun, that's really good for you. Get a lot of vitamin D or whatever. Mm. But like, I grew up, I'm sure sunscreen existed. My dad would plop me in a boat next to him and we'd be on a lake where the sun is also reflecting off the water and my legs would be purple.
Yeah, I've had a few of those sunburns.
That's how you get melanoma.
Yeah. Right.
My ex-wife is from Brazil, never did sunscreen. She has melanoma. Ugh. It's a thing. She's a constant. Mm. And like one tiny little dot means a like 3-inch scar when they take it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that graduation song, but wear sunscreen. it's advice. Like maybe try to find a sunscreen that also doesn't kill you for something else, but like,
do
I don't know
best.
If there is such a thing.
Pick your poison.
Right. Or just wear shirts or like.
Right. Yeah, the sun shirts. Oh,
I know, but come on, let's talk about it. We've all been in a pool in a resort and that guy comes out with the shirt on and then the big hat and you're like, come on, dork.
Yeah.
No.
I've been a shirt at the pool guy before. It's not fun.
Oh.
Oh.
I hate that.
All right. So who else has got some advice?
Okay. So when I was just starting college, so we're looking at year 2011, 2012. My dad called me. I always wanted to do basically this. My dad called me and said, you should start making YouTube videos. And he said, everyone's going to want video reporting on music news. That's kind of what I was into at the time.
Oh my God. You done that? You know who you'd be right now?
Famous.
Way.
Yeah. Who?
Mrs. Beast.
Oh. Way. No, like way. Yeah. Exactly. Like, no, like, you would be just, you'd be Erica still, like, but you'd be.
I'm like posting a lot of TikToks now and I'm like, should have done this back when dad told me to put them on YouTube. And I've never told him to his face, you were right.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
Wow. Did you kind of scoff him off at the time or did you?
Oh, beyond. I was like, no one cares. Yeah, that's the point. Do it when no one cares.
Yeah.
And be bad.
Okay.
All right. Before you give yours, I want to, like, you're going to have to call, maybe admit, you're going to have to admit you were wrong a little bit. But if there's advice you should have taken earlier, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. You can give us advice on the phone or you can text.
my advice that I try to give my children that I don't know that I fully embrace myself, but I'm trying, and Erica just said it, no one cares.
Mm.
This whole time, I thought, oh, well, when I play college basketball, then people will go, well, you know, I guess, no, they don't care. They're at their own college. When I go, oh, I'll be on the soccer show, and then people will care. Nope, they have their own job, their own life. Mm-hmm. No one ever cares about what anyone else is doing.
I took that a different way. I think no one cares means go do it.
Exactly. Don't do it for other people. Don't wait for other people to like validate what you're doing. Just do what you want to do and stop worrying about what other people are going to think about it. Who cares? They're not worried about you. And just like they don't remember your most embarrassing moment, they remember their most embarrassing moment. No one cares. No one remembers.
Yeah.
So just do it.
Yeah. There's
very Nike of you.
I have something like that. And I don't know what the advice was, but it's like, stop trying to get to the destination.
Mm. Is that because then it's over and you have to find a new destination?
I have so many things, or I had so many things in my life that like, once I get this, then I'll do that. Mm. And then I'll be happy. But like, then I'll do that. And it's like, well, if you want that, then go do that right now. Don't do this first. Mm. But also, this whole thing is life.
And you're not taking it in.
Yeah, you're just trying to get to that.
Yeah.
That isn't life. That's just a thing you're going to do on the way. But life is the thing on the way to the thing.
We've all done this, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 All the time.
Yeah. So much. Oh, well, once I find
once I get the right guy, then I'll start taking care of my health. Or whatever it is, you put these things in
once
boxes
I lose
in
the weight,
order.
Then I'll date.
Yes.
Once I, yeah.
Yeah, start dating. Yeah. Just a guy who loves you exactly the way you are right now. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Don't. Oh, my God.
Like,
I'm inspired.
I know. Let's do this.
I'm not going to stay for the rest of the show. I have crap to do. All right. So if there's advice you'd wish it. I got a job in radio and I'm not sure how. If you wish you'd taken it earlier, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the life advice you wished you had followed. Why are you making that face?
I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, for the love.
Hey, like, let it out. Don't you wish you...
Let it out! That was so weak sauce, man.
That was the best I got!
You yelled over her!
I know, but you could... Dude, I swear to God, next time I sneeze, I want you all to yell, and I swear the listeners will hear me over you.
Okay.
My sneeze is the loudest thing you've ever heard. I thought of one, and I think I've tried to do it with TAC, and I don't know if you ever followed me on this.
Mm.
When I first started in radio, I was making $19,000 a year.
Sounds about right.
Okay, wow.
That is a nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was with a girl, and we're trying to get married, whole thing. And somebody pulled me aside. I actually did follow this. Put money in a 401k. Mm. If your employer matches it in any way, shape, or form, you're like, but I barely pay my rent. Shut up and put money in a 401k.
Yes. Yeah.
No matter what.
Start.
And I remember pulling you aside. You're like, I don't make enough money. It's like, I don't care, man. Because it's then 5 years later, you go, what the what?
Mm-hmm.
Where did that money come from? No, you don't touch it. But then all of a sudden, when you are ready to retire, and you're like, Social Security is only going to pay me.
Right.
And you're like, where did I get this $1 million from?
Mm-hmm. A little bit every month. Yeah.
I thought for a long time, oh man, I really got to get my 401k set up. Gosh. Finally opened everything up to do it. I had been doing it for about 7 years.
You didn't know you were already doing it?
I had no idea.
That's so awesome, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
There's a ton of money.
And then I got let go the next week. So.
Oh.
Yeah, never look that up.
Yeah.
No. Can I read one real quick that the texter said? Yeah. Never take criticism from someone you wouldn't ask advice from.
That's such a
good... I get that all the time.
That's how they phrased it.
Do you think that they wouldn't ask us for advice? Mm. And we're giving it?
I get, for some reason, in my... Because I get so many inspirational little reels or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that one all the time.
That's a good one,
though. And every time I see it, I'm like, yeah, you're right.
But also, then you do it all the time. Exactly. You still do it.
Similar to it, never ask advice from someone you wouldn't trade places with.
Oh.
So if you're going to your friend, you're like, what should I do about this guy? But she's dating someone
horrible.
In a horrible,
trash relationship? Or, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
God, that's really smart.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think at the end of this, we're going to have a lot of good advice, which we already do. Will we adopt any of it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. I'm making videos. So be proud.
Samantha?
Yay.
What advice did you ignore but wish you hadn't?
I wished I had come out of the closet a lot earlier.
Oh, really? Mm.
So what was the advice you ignored? Come out?
No, the advice I ignored was my mother sitting on the side of my bed when I was 17 because she had just come out of the closet.
Whoa.
And told me, I hope you girls, I'm one of four girls, never choose this way of life. It would devastate me.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's
so
terrible.
So she projected on you to just stay in the closet then, kind of.
Yes, and she was in the closet for 40 years. And then, yeah.
All right. Ignore your mom.
Happy you're out, Samantha.
Yes.
My God. That's what you took from
no,
it? Your
no.
mom listens to the show,
I know,
by the way.
My mom's the best.
Wow. Nope. So, yikes. Did any of your sisters also heed that advice?
Like, did they? No, they're all straight.
Okay.
They're all straight and married.
No, okay. So how long did you stay in?
I didn't come out until I was 42.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Dang. Long time.
Okay. All right. Well, long we're time. So happy you're happy, though. You're happy now, right?
Very much so. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Good.
All right. Thank you for the call. Was that advice that she followed or she followed the wrong advice?
Yeah, she followed the advice and she shouldn't have. So almost the opposite of what we're saying.
Because your parents do project their crap on you sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is not ideal. Tiak is...
How's that feel as a parent, guys?
Wow. Landing the shuttle, we have Antonio.
Yay.
What advice do you wish you hadn't ignored?
I've always been a fighter since I was a kid for other people. Like, I hate bullies professionally, personally. It doesn't matter. And so a lot of times, those folks that I've poured into and stood in the gap for, when the roles were reversed, they weren't there. And, you know, this is pretty much my whole life. And so folks had always told me, you got to stop pouring into people who are not pouring back into you.
You have to fill your cup first.
You're going to end up empty. You got to fill your cup first.
Yeah.
And if they're not pouring into your cup, I just kept pouring and pouring. Refilled and poured and poured.
Oh, slackers got the goosies.
I definitely get that. I will take care of everybody before me.
Mm-hmm.
It to a fault. I needed to hear that today. That's a weird...
To a fault.
To a fault.
It also sounds like a dinner with Slacker. He just keeps pouring and pouring.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.